From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It's nice to meet you again with me, Rahma, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information starting from news from across the country, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, let's begin with the news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, on the frequency 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id, and RRI Playgo mobile app. This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. Indonesian President Joko Widodo calls on Ministry of Public Works and Housing to anticipate rising water demand due to Masela Block Gas Project. Ministry of State-Owned Enterprises targets Jakarta-Bandung fast train to start operating in June 2023. I'm Rahmawati, now the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo called on the Ministry of Public Works and Housing to anticipate a surge in water demand due to development of Masela Block's upstream oil and gas field. Therefore, he urged the management of the Waimomolin drinking water supply system in South Tanimbar sub-district, Tanimbar Islands District, Maluku Province, which he directly reviewed on Friday, to prepare the urgent anticipation of the demand. He also noted, as quoted in a press statement on Friday, the government must anticipate development of the Masela Block, as it will have an impact on increasing the workforce and the need for drinking water. Next, we have Second Deputy Minister of State-Owned Enterprises, Kartika Wirjo Atmojo, who targets the operation of Jakarta-Bandung fast train to commence in June 2023, following the first arrival of the train series in Indonesia on September 2nd. As quoted by Antara, Wirjo Atmojo, while witnessing the arrival of the inaugural Jakarta-Bandung high-speed train series at Tanjung Priok Port in Jakarta on Friday, stated, the target is to get it operational in June 2023. He also noted that the trial for the high-speed train will be conducted in November 2022. We continue with the Indonesian Ministry of Finance encourages the acceleration and effectiveness of the use of the food security budget to mitigate the inflation risk from food commodities to suppress volatile food inflation. As quoted by Antara, head of the Fiscal Policy Agency of the Ministry, Febrio Kacaribu, said, volatile food inflation in August 2022 decreased to a level of 8.90% year-over-year from 11.47% in the previous month. He noted in Jakarta on Friday, to mitigate the risk of inflation from food commodities, the government will encourage acceleration and effectiveness of the utilization of the food security budget. The last national news comes from Indonesian Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy, Sandiaga Salahuddin Uno, who is aiming to have 45,000 tourism human resources certified in 2022-2023. As reported by Antara, this was stated by Minister Sandiaga during the virtual certification of tourism human resource and competency-based standards unveiling kickoff on Friday. He also noted that the initiative is a part of his ministry's programs to expedite the recovery of the tourism and creative economy sector and to improve its productivity. Now we continue with the international news. The United States on Friday announced a new $1.1 billion arms package for Taiwan, vowing to keep boosting the island's defenses as tensions soar with Beijing, which warned Washington of countermeasures. As reported by ChannelNewsAsia.com, the latest U.S. sale comes a month after House Speaker Nancy Pelosi defiantly visited the self-governing democracy, prompting mainland China to launch a show of force that could be a trial run for a future invasion. Next, we have Sri Lanka's deposed former president Gotabaya Rajapaksa, who returned to the country on Friday, an airport official said, 7 weeks after he fled amid the island's worst-ever economic crisis. As reported by ChannelNewsAsia.com, Rajapaksa was festooned with flowers by a welcoming party of ministers and politicians as he disembarked at the main international airport. There was a rush of government politicians to garland him as he came out of the aircraft. The last news comes from State Energy from Gazprom has stated that Russia's gas pipeline to Germany will not reopen as planned on Saturday. The firm said it had found an oil leak in a turbine on the Nord Stream 1 pipeline, meaning it would be closed indefinitely. As reported by BBC.com, the pipeline has been shut down for the past 3 days for what Gazprom described as maintenance work. The news comes amid growing fears that families in the European Union will not be able to afford the cost of heating this winter. Well, listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
The first news comes from Pekanbaru, Riau. Riau inaugurated Sagu Center last Wednesday, August the 31st, in Pekanbaru. The facility is the result of a collaboration between the Center for Career Development and Entrepreneurship, University of Riau, in collaboration with PT Pertamina Hulu Rokan. Chairman of the Institute for Development and Quality Assurance of Education of the University of Riau, Professor Zulkarnain, said that the presence of the Sagu Center was aimed at making sagu a regional superior product. In the future, this commodity can increase the choice of commodities with high economic value in Riau. The next news comes from Bintan, Riau Islands. The Riau Islands provincial government has designated two islands in Bintan Regency as trial areas for blue carbon management to absorb carbon. Head of the Riau Islands Maritime Affairs and Fisheries Service, Tengku Said Arif Fadilah in Bintan Wednesday said, the coastal areas of Pengudang Island and Pangkil Island Bintan will be developed as blue carbon ecosystems conserved on the coast. They consist of mangrove forests, seaweeds, peatlands, and salt marshes. The blue carbon ecosystems area provides food for fish, so the resources of fish, snails, crabs, and shrimps are abundant. The quality of seawater is also getting better with the presence of the blue carbon ecosystem. Tengku Said said the blue carbon ecosystem area can also be utilized by coastal communities as an economic source by providing ecological services. Natural and sustainable management of coastal areas adds to the charm of the coast and has the potential to be developed by tourism sector. The latest news come from Sleman, Yogyakarta Special Region. Karang Trimulya Tourism Village Sleman, abbreviated in Indonesian Desvita Katris, in Sleman Regency Special Region of Yogyakarta, scheduled routine activities for traditional children's games popular in the past as an effort to keep children away from gadget or gadget addiction. The head of Desvita Katris, Bambang Suryo Suseno in Sleman Tuesday said that various forms of children games are to be presented every weekend. The various children games or dolanan in local language displayed are traditional games that in the past were often played by children when they gathered in the afternoon, including during the full moon. Bambang Suryo said that the Desvita Katris is currently also pioneering the creation of an agrarian museum that displays equipment in agriculture. That was news from across Indonesia.
VOI International Quiz 2022 is back! 8 winners will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. Get ready! Who knows, you may be one of the winners of VOI International Quiz 2022.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Today in History. We begin with the event of September 3, 1939, when the United Kingdom and France declared war on Germany. The decision was taken in response to the German invasion of Poland. England and France's declaration of war was the beginning of the Second World War. Shortly after declaring war on Germany, Britain and France began to blockade the German navy in the Atlantic Ocean. The Britain and French actions triggered the Battle of the Atlantic, which lasted until the end of the Second World War, exactly as it was on May 8, 1945. Now let's turn on September 3, 1945, when President Sukarno issued an order to form National Red Cross Agency. Quoting from pmi.or.id on the orders of the first Indonesian President Sukarno, Dr. Buntaran, who was then serving as Minister of Health of the Republic of Indonesia Cabinet 1, on September 5, 1945, formed a committee of 5 consisting of Dr. R. Mohtar, Dr. Bahdir Johan, Dr. Juhana, Dr. Marzuki, and Dr. Sita Nala. Finally, the Indonesian Red Cross Association, or PMI, was successfully established on September 17, 1945, and chaired by Muhammad Hatta. PMI initiated its activities through the assistance of victims of the Revolutionary War for Independence of the Republic of Indonesia and the return of prisoners of war to the Allies and Japan. Because of this performance, PMI received international recognition from the International Committee of the Red Cross on June 15, 1950 by becoming a member of the International Red Cross. We end today in history with the event of September 3, 1976, when Apollo Viking 2 landed on Mars. The United States Space Agency, or NASA, landed the Apollo Viking 2 on Mars September 3, 1976. The launch of Viking 2 followed the success of Viking 1, which was launched a year earlier on August 20, 1975. The two Apollos were launched by taking pictures as well as collecting other scientific data to observe whether there was life on Mars. This mission costed $1 billion at that time. No significant signs were found and the search for life on Mars was continued. Well, listener, that was Today in History from Voice of Indonesia.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qawwi intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over dragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Jadi harmoni saat ku bernyanyi dan
bintang terang dan gelapnya hidup ini. Kaulah bentuk terindah dari baiknya Tuhan padaku. Waktu tak mengusaikan cantikmu, kau wanita terhebat bagiku. Tolong kamu campkan itu. Hal yang mudah, dengan kasih lembut kau pecahkan kerasnya hatiku. Beruntungnya aku dimiliki kamu. Kamu adalah bukti dari jadi harmoni saat ku bernyanyi tentang terang dan gelapnya hidup ini. Kaulah bentuk terindah dari baiknya Tuhan padaku. Waktu tak mengusaikan cantikmu, kau wanita terhebat bagi. Tolong kamu jamkan itu.
You are still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at the frequency 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id or RRI Playgo mobile app. Listener, the next segment is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia Today is entitled President Jokowi Launches First 5G Mining in Southeast Asia. Indonesian President Joko Widodo or Jokowi launched 5G mining technology at PT Freeport Indonesia in Tembagapura District, Mimika Regency, Papua on Thursday, September the 1st. This technology, which is a collaboration between PT Freeport Indonesia and Telkomsel, is the first in Southeast Asia. Quoting setcap.go.id Thursday, in his remarks, President Joko Widodo said that Indonesia had moved ahead by implementing the first 5G smart mining in the Southeast Asian region. The president emphasized the importance of technological intervention to advance the mining sector in Indonesia, which is generally located in remote and difficult-to-reach areas with geographical and connectivity challenges. Application of 5G mining technology supports automation and remote control while increasing work safety and productivity of PT Freeport Indonesia. President Joko Widodo explained, through 5G underground smart mining technology, underground mining activities can actually be monitored using cameras connected to artificial intelligence. He added that this also prevents and minimizes the risk of work accidents. Previously, President Joko Widodo had directly reviewed the use of 5G mining technology at the Grasberg mine owned by PT Freeport Indonesia. The head of state said he was happy because the 99% of the total employees who control this cutting-edge technology are native to Indonesia, especially from Papua. The president is optimistic that 5G mining technology will make PT Freeport Indonesia even more considered at the global level. He is also confident that PT Freeport Indonesia will produce more and more quality mining human resources and contribute greatly to the progress of the Indonesian mining industry. Well, that was my Indonesia Today.
Jika wangimu saja bisa memindahkan duniaku, maka cintamu pasti bisa mengubah jalan hidupku. Cukup sekali saja aku pernah merasa betapa menyiksa kehilanganmu. Kau tak terganti, kau yang selalu ku nanti. Takkan ku lepas lagi. Yeah.
DOI International Quiz 2022 is back. 8 winners will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. Get ready. Who knows? You may be one of the winners of VOI International Quiz 2022.
This is Voice of Indonesia, the overseas broadcasting service of Radio Republik Indonesia. Now we present you Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Listener, here is Indonesian Wonder. The title of the Indonesian Wonder for today's edition is Probolinggo Special Ketan Kratok. There are a lot of interesting tourism destinations in Probolinggo City where you can enjoy if you visit Taman Wisata Studi Lingkungan, Pelabuhan Tanjung Tembaga, Alun-Alun Kota Probolinggo, and Taman Manula. After visiting the tourism destinations, you may continue your trip in the city by tasting the typical culinary of Probolinggo. One of them is Ketan Kratok. Ketan Kratok is sticky rice cooked with a mixture of kara nuts. It is called Kratok in Madura's traditional language. Ketan Kratok is served with a sprinkling of grated coconut and doused with brown sugar. However, this brown sugar sprinkle depends on taste, because sometimes there are people who don't want brown sugar sprinkled on sticky rice. But it turns out that there are also people who ask for sticky rice to be sprinkled with salt. When eaten, the sticky rice taste will combine with the savory karatok. Then, when a splash of brown sugar is added, the sweet and savory taste will be felt on the tongue. The combination of the savory and sweet taste of the ketan that melts in the mouth will taste delicious. Listener, ketan kratok with kratok that has been peeled must first be boiled until it is well cooked. After boiling, it must be briefly removed from the stove. Then it is simmered again up to 6 times. After being cooked separately for 6 times, the kratok will be steamed and mixed with sticky rice. To cook it, we must use a stove with firewood so that sticky rice kratok tastes more delicious. The process of cooking up to 6 times is aimed at avoiding wrong cooking. If the wrong cooking occurs, sticky rice kratok can make the kratok lovers feel dizzy. Listener, you can enjoy ketan kratok at stalls sold in Probolinggo City. However, to taste this dish, you can only buy it in the morning around 4 to 10 a.m. because actually, ketan kratok is a typical morning meal for the people of Probolinggo. To feel more delicious, you may enjoy the sticky rice with a cup of coffee or tea. A plate of sticky rice is sold for around 5,000 rupiah. If you add a cup of coffee or tea, you have to pay 2,000 rupiah as additional price. Well, listener, that's Indonesian Wonder, read by Ahmad Faisal. Thank you.
Of Indonesia.
Well, listener, here is miscellany that inform you about interesting events that occur in Indonesia. Hello, VOI listener. Welcome back to miscellany from Voice of Indonesia. Listener, Bogor Institute of Agriculture or IPB researchers succeeded in producing a new variety of shallots. This innovation can be a solution to the rare problem and the high price of shallots that have often occurred. IPB University research team, who played a major role in the creation of this new shallots variety, consisted of Dr. Awang Maharijaya, Professor Sobir, Professor M. A. Hozin, and Dr. Harry Hart. They came from the Center for Tropical Horticultural Studies Institute for Research and Community Service of IPB University. The varieties of shallots are named Tajuk and SS Sakato. Both varieties have their respective advantages. Tajuk shallots excel in terms of durability, while SS Sakato excels in terms of productivity. Tajuk shallots are able to adapt well in the dry season and are resistant to the rainy season. Meanwhile, SS Sakato is very productive to reach 3 times the national average. Resilience and productivity are important in onion farming. This is also the problem of Indonesian farmers. At certain times, shallots can become scarce and the price is out of control. Therefore, besides creating new varieties, IPB University researchers have also prepared other steps to overcome this problem by developing new shallot farming centers. This is important because of the fact that the national supply of shallots always depends on stocks from Central Java, especially Brebes and its surroundings. With the new agricultural centers, it is hoped that the productivity of shallots will not decrease when the Brebes and surrounding areas are not entering the harvest season. The Tropical Horticultural Studies Research Team, along with the Directorate General of Horticulture, local governments, and farmers, are engaged to carry out exploration. The results of the exploration are then analyzed and then selected to determine areas that have the potential to become locations for the development of agricultural centers. Well, listener, that was Miss Eleni from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
VOI International Quiz 2022 is back! 8 winners will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. Get ready! Who knows, you may be one of the winners of VOI International Quiz 2022.
Masih jelas teringat
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai wo fusegi mashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zhen que pei tai kou zhao, yi fang qu xin xing guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan bo. Wo de kou zhao bao hu ni, yi de kou zhao bao hu wo.
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Portal, detecting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world, 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id or RRI Playgo mobile app. Listener, next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hi VOI listeners, in today's edition of Music Corner, I'm going to present a keroncong song entitled Elegi Esok Pagi by Keroncong Music Story 97. Elegi Esok Pagi is one of the songs that describes the youth journey of Ebit G. Ade, Indonesian senior male singer, as the creator of this song. This song was included in the album Kamelia Tiga, which was released in 1980. Elegi Esok Pagi was apparently one of the songs he dedicated to his wife, Kuspuji Rahayu Sugianto. In this song, he tells the story that at that time, he fell in love with Kuspuji. Like young people in general, Ebit tries to attract the attention of the girl of his dreams. Giving flowers is the way that Ebit did. Well, listener, here is Keroncong Music Story 97 with the Keroncong song entitled Elegi Esok Pagi.
Kau buka jendela dan kau dapati seikat kembang merah. Engkau tahu aku mulai bosan berjumbu dengan bayang. Bantu aku temukan diri menyambut pagi membuat sejenak perjalanan. Dan biarkan ku mengerti apa yang tersimpan di matamu. Butiran cinta, dan semoga kerinduan ini bukan jadi mimpi di atas mimpi. Butiran cinta, dan semoga kerinduan ini bukan jadi mimpi di atas mimpi, bukan jadi mimpi di atas mimpi.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, it's time for me to sign out now. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world on the frequency 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id and RRI Playgo mobile app. Don't forget to check our social media accounts, Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram, voice.of.indonesia, Twitter, VOI Indonesia, and don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel, VOI Indonesia. I'm Rahmawati signing out. See you in the next English program.